USA News, I'm Laura Winters. It looks like we may be heading for a government shutdown, USA's John Schaefer reports.
The House was unable to approve a short-term funding bill led by Republicans. That bill, which encompassed substantial cuts and border provisions, faced opposition from all Democrats and 21 Republicans. In the meantime, the White House is accusing House Republicans of reneging on a previously agreed-to bipartisan government funding deal.
House Republicans are refusing to live up to their end of the bargain. They have turned their back on the deal. They are on an island entirely by themselves and entirely of their own making. Their chaos and their chaos alone is now threatening to push us into a shutdown.
Shalonda Young, director of the Office of Management and Budget, reminded of the accord made between President Biden and Speaker McCarthy in May.
Tributes pouring in pertaining to the death of California Senator Democrat Dianne Feinstein, who passed away at the age of 90. Here's President Biden.
Dianne made her mark on everything from national security to the environment, gun safety to protecting civil liberties. The country's going to miss her dearly, and so will Jill and I.
And Senate Minority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell saying,
Dianne was a trailblazer in her beloved home state of California, and our entire nation are better for her dogged advocacy and diligent service.
Feinstein serving in the Senate for 30 years. In other news, the United Auto Workers announcing an expansion of its strike to include two additional locations as not enough progress reportedly being made during negotiations. And as part of the Go Green agenda, the Biden administration now targeting your gas-powered furnace. The Department of Energy looking to make the furnaces more efficient with new regulations going into effect in 2028. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GEAR for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GEAR for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GEAR.
New York and New Jersey residents have been dealing with tons of rain, water pouring into some New York City subway stations, making them inoperable. Parts of New York seeing the wettest day on record, New York Governor Democrat Kathy Hochul declaring a state of emergency due to the flash flooding from the remnants of Tropical Storm Ophelia. To Las Vegas now, where police arresting a man in connection with the 1996 murder of rapper Tupac Shakur. Here's Sheriff Kevin McMahill with the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department.
For 27 years, the family of Tupac Shakur has been waiting for justice. We are here today to announce the arrest of 60-year-old Dwayne Keith Davis, a.k.a. Keepy D., for the murder of Tupac Shakur.
A concerning Instagram video showing pop singer Britney Spears dancing with two very large knives prompts police to make a welfare check.
Police felt it necessary to check on Britney Spears' well-being Wednesday after the pop star shared a video of herself dancing with knives. Spears twirled around in her Southern California home holding two large knives while wearing a crop top and bikini bottoms. But the Ventura County Sheriff's Department did do a welfare check and decided she was not in any danger physically or emotionally. I'm Corey Myers.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi. This is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's energy?